o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The man accused of shooting several people at two shopping centers in Montgomery County on Friday is due in court this afternoon.
He will be arraigned, and open court will be Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the Rockville District Court.
62-year-old Eulalio Tordil faces a host of charges stemming from the fatal shooting of his estranged wife and a Good Samaritan who was wounded, as well as the shooting of three people outside Montgomery Mall and the fatal shooting of a woman outside the Giant in Aspen Hill. Says Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy.
He will not be released from custody. He will be held in custody.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
No word yet this morning from North Carolina's governor if that state will back down from enforcing a new state law limiting protections for LGBT people.
A letter from the Justice Department last week warned North Carolina the law violates civil rights protections. They focused on a provision requiring transgender people to use public restrooms matching their gender at birth. The department warns that the state does not pull back from the statute, the first of its kind in the nation. The Tar Heel state could face a federal lawsuit, setting the stage for a potentially costly court fight over an issue that's already sparked several boycotts against the state. Governor Pat McCrory has complained his state has not been given enough time to respond. He faces a deadline of 5 p.m. today. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders used a campaign stop in New Jersey yesterday to rally his supporters not to give up, even if Hillary Clinton considers herself the party's presumptive nominee.
We have still won, as of today, over 45% of the pledge delegates. But as all of you who are good in arithmetic know, 45% is not good enough. We got to make it 50%.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton comes to Northern Virginia this afternoon to discuss work-family balance with women and families in Loudoun County. Her appearance today could also boost Lou Anne Bennett, the Democratic challenger to Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. Now that WMATA is out with its year-long rehabilitation plan, it's time to start figuring out how you're going to get to work if you can't take Metro.
We all certainly need to plan ahead.
The top piece of advice from Stuart Schwartz with the Coalition for Smarter Growth, make some friends. Carpools are going to be big.
For the longer distance commuters, I think carpooling, telecommuting, and much better express bus service will be very helpful.
If you're a bit closer in, walking and bike share some of your options. He says we all may be getting a bit healthier thanks to Metro, but whatever your new route is,
it'd probably be best to test them out before the shutdowns begin.
In the end, he says it's incumbent upon employers to get in touch with places like Commuter Connections to start figuring out alternatives. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.
A photo of 16 West Point cadets with fists in the air is raising questions about whether they violated Army policy.
The photo shows 16 female African-American cadets posed in front of a barracks at the U.S. Military Academy. They're all holding a fist in the air. The question is, did they violate the military's policy by making a political statement while in uniform? Were their fists a nod to the Black Lives Matter movement? A spokesperson for West Point said an inquiry is underway. It's not clear when this photo was taken. The cadets are members of the class of 2016. They're due to graduate in 2 weeks.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,741, the NASDAQ at 4736. Sports, the Nats fall again to the Red Hot Cubs. The O's crush the A's. DC United loses. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine. But when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe to the very core of my being that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on the Maryland Beltway. Let's go outer loop north of 4 Pennsylvania Avenue. So if you're heading outer loop northbound, after you pass Route 4, right near Ritchie Marlboro Road for the crash, before you get to 214 Central Avenue, inner loop side, doesn't look like anything's blocked, but rubbernecking slowing you just a bit there. Heading inside the Beltway, if you're on 50 or the BW Parkway, off to a good start there. Just the volume on 295 as you push southbound, heading down toward the 11th Street Bridge. Virginia, 66 in through Manassas, Centerville slow, then you're good up through to the Beltway. Not seeing too much of a delay there. Volume inside the Beltway through Falls Church, 95. It's just been about the volume forming as well. Metro Rail dealing with some problems with the broken down train outside of Stadium Armory. Affects the blue, orange lines. They're single tracking. Also affected the silver line. Update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bunch of rain this morning. A few mid and high-level clouds around. Continue to go through the morning and into the afternoon with a threat for a few showers coming on in. Pretty good chance of rain. May see some steady rain at times, especially later, 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Woodbridge, 41 in Gaithersburg, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. The GOP civil war escalates as Donald Trump shifts positions. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, what was all of that the shootings going on in Montgomery County on Friday? What was that all about? And what is the very latest? Three people dead, three people injured. Rod Wheeler will give us the details of that coming up at 6:35. 7:05, Joe DiGenova, there are developments in the Hillary email investigation and in the Benghazi investigation. And at 7:35, our good friend Tucker Carlson from the Daily Caller and from Fox News. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Donald Trump says the Republican Party does not need to be unified for him to win. Do you agree? 888-630-9625. Is it really a priority for the Republican Party to unify behind their candidate? 888-630-WMAL. This conversation is all the rage right now in the liberal media. You hear, oh, civil war. There's a civil war in the Republican Party. And listen, it's a legitimate story. I'm just saying they love this story. I mean, any infighting within the Republican Party, they love because, well, that just helps Hillary Clinton that much more, you would assume. But we want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. Here's the latest. We told you last week, both Bush presidents, 41 and 43, have decided they're not going to be coming to the convention. Paul Ryan said he's not ready yet to support Donald Trump. He just wants to talk some things through with him and make sure that his principles are meshed with his policies and rooted in traditional Reagan-style conservative Republicanism. Then we learned late Friday, Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush both have decided they will not be voting for Donald Trump. They also claim they won't be voting for Hillary Clinton. One thing about that, remember the loyalty pledge? Remember how everybody was just doing backflips and renting their clothing and weeping and covering themselves and with ashes and just so upset that Donald Trump wouldn't sign a loyalty pledge promising to support whoever the Republican candidate was. Remember all that and the big show of Ryan Priebus flying up to Trump Tower to make sure they signed that pledge? Because you can't, if you're a real Republican, if you really want to be part of this process and really want to be part of these debates, then you've got to promise to support the candidate. And now Trump's the candidate, and Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham have said that they will not support him. Where's the honor there? I mean, you may not like him, and I get it. And but, you know, you didn't sign a pledge. These guys did, and they forced Trump to sign a pledge. And I think it rubs people the wrong way. It certainly rubs me the wrong way. Here's what Donald Trump had to say yesterday about the party unification question.
Does the party have to be together? Does it have to be unified? I'm very different than everybody else, perhaps, that's ever run for office. I actually don't think so. I think that
it doesn't have to be unified.
No, I don't think so. I think it would be better if it were unified. I think it would be there would be something good about it, but I don't think it actually has to be unified in the traditional sense.
In the traditional sense. So, babe, listen, this is what Trump is saying. We want to get your response on this, 888-630-WML. But Trump is saying, listen, I'm not your typical Republican candidate. Duh. I'm not your typical presidential candidate that you've seen in the recent history. Duh. That's all true.
Yep.
And he says, listen, I haven't needed the Republican Party to be unified so far for me to succeed. I've been doing just fine. I happen to know that a lot of these Bernie people seem to like me. If these establishment Republicans and constitutional conservative Tea Party Republicans can't get on board, many of them are, but some of them aren't. If they can't get on board, you know what? I'm not going to genuflect to you. I'm going to go ahead and win this thing the way I know how to win this thing, with a populist, not necessarily traditional conservative Republican position and tactics. That's what he's saying. I don't think he's right. I think he does need to get together with Ryan, with Cruz, with even some more establishment figures. Some of them have. John McCain has said that he's on board. And say, listen, I understand I'm different. I get that. I respect that. Here's what we agree on. And let's focus on what you agree on and go forward. That's what I think he needs to do. What do you think?
Well, listen, I think it is better if you're unified than if you're not unified. And I think that Donald Trump really would like to have the party unified behind him. And I think this meeting on Thursday between Donald Trump and Speaker Paul Ryan will be a very interesting meeting. I look at that meeting as having what you heard from the Donald is, I don't care if we're unified. That's his opening gambit. That's the art of the deal. And quite frankly, on the other side of the equation, Paul Ryan saying, you know what, I need to hear some things from Donald Trump. That's his opening gambit. That's his art of the deal. I mean, they are negotiating. Paul Ryan is saying, if you want my support and the support of many Republicans, you need to come forward and tell us, you know, what your conservative principles are. And Donald Trump is saying, well, maybe I need you, maybe I don't need you. I'm not going to lose any sleep if I don't have your support. Those are opening gambits in a conversation that's going to take place on Thursday. I think it's much better if the party is unified, and I would like to see that, because that makes it much easier to win in November.
But frankly, would you agree that not having Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush by his shoulders as he accepts the nomination in Cleveland,
nobody,
is that really hurting him?
No, not at all.
It isn't. However, I think it's bad form.
It is bad form.
Keith in Gaithersburg, on their part, not on Trump's part. Keith in Gaithersburg, you're on WMAL. Go, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen. You probably know that I'm a pretty conservative guy, and yet I've been watching the Republican Party shoot themselves in the foot for the last 15, 20 years now, and I don't care anymore. If I don't think Trump needs them to win, he's won the daggone primary without them, and I believe it'll be a landslide. But I agree with Brian. I think this is the art of the deal. I think he's saying, hey, I'm over here, guys. I signed that piece of paper saying I was going to back the party's primary winner, and now where are you guys? So I think they'll come together eventually.
Do you think it's I don't want to use the word fair, but do you think it's a legitimate position for Trump to take when he says, "Where the hell is everybody here?" You know, you were all screaming and crying and just you're rolling over yourselves and, you know, with all the self-flagellation about your fear that I might go third party or that I might not throw my support behind, you know, the presumptive nominee Mike Huckabee. But now you're not coalescing around me.
Yeah, well, they made him promise to stay loyal, and now they're doing what they asked him not to do.
Right.
He has a very legitimate point.
It really is.
And for the last several months, so many people have said, I don't understand all this anti-Republican establishment. Why are people angry at the Republican establishment? What's wrong with these guys? This is what's wrong with these guys. This is what's wrong with these guys. They're sticking a big old middle finger up to the voters and to the media, by the way, and the media letting them off the hook. Where's all the anger over Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham going back on their pledge to the Republican Party?
I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right.
It isn't.
All.
Keith, no. Thank you for the call. It's more than not right. It's dishonorable. It's backstabbing. They've lied. They've lied to the American people. And by the way, thank God they got out of this primary process, as they should have gotten out earlier. But thank God the Republican voters were smart enough to see through their BS. They will say whatever they need to say to get your vote. And then as soon as they realized that they weren't going to be the winners, they're taking their ball, running away, boo-hoo-hoo. Yep. It's disgusting. And it goes against everything that they have been preaching for the last several months.
By the way, I do believe that on Thursday that you will see signs of unity. I think that that Paul Ryan and Donald Trump will emerge from that meeting showing signs that they're going to work together.
Does there need to be party unity, though? All right, from your perspective, do you need the party to be unified behind their candidate, or are you glad that there's this division? Do you think that something very good will come out of these divisions? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. More of Trump saying he doesn't need the party to be unified.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're really building big delays here with a crash on the Maryland Beltway heading into Largo. So if you head on the Outer Loop northbound approaching Ritchie Marlboro Road, listen up, it affects you. Delays now before you get to Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, and essentially it goes right up to the crash at the exit for Ritchie Marlboro, and it looks like they're only allowing that very far right lane as you would almost make the exit to go onto Ritchie Marlboro to swing around the crash. So a little bit complicated. Inner Loop side lane's open, but you can see a lot of activity, so it's slowing a bit. For 270, it's just been about the volume. 95 BW Parkway, 29 down to the Beltway. Thumbs up, you're good. Virginia, it's just been a volume as well on 66, but quickly growing. 95 and through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, 395 off the Beltway again. This is just the morning commute starting to form delays. And still with that broken down train outside of Stadium Armory, there's some issues there. They say it could take hours to get that train off the tracks. Single tracking orange and blue line trains. So expect delays this morning, also affected the Silver Line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, listen, I'm just going to tell you, between now and Friday, there is a lot of rain in the forecast. So just carry your umbrella every day. I mean, the only day that looks like there's not going to be rain is Wednesday. So today, a 70% chance of rain, 66. Tonight, a chance of rain and 55. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, 63. Tomorrow night, a 60% chance of rain and 53. Wednesday, nice day, 70s. Thursday and Friday are in the 70s, but morning showers and thunderstorms are possible. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 52 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
No, I don't think so. I think it would be better if it were unified. I think it would be there would be something good about it, but I don't think it actually has to be unified in the traditional sense.
You're hearing traditional Republican candidates, Republican establishment figures, and some pretty hardcore conservative candidates saying, nope, forget it, I can't get on board the Trump campaign. And the question to you is, does the party need to be unified? Can I just point out a quick thing here? Since 1992, the Republican Party at a national level, on national elections, the Republican Party has only won a majority of votes in the United States of America once. Since 88. In 92, they lost. So since 1988 and 2004 are the only two times the Republican Party on a national level have won the majority of votes in the United States of America. Where's the Republican Party's, you know, great expertise in winning presidential campaigns? Where did they get this unbelievable confidence to be able to stand up and say, Mr. Trump, you need us. We are the Republican Party. I'm sorry, they don't have the track record. No. What am I missing here? 888-630-WMAL. How about Mo in Alexandria? Hey, Mo.
Hey, I think it would hurt Trump to have a Lindsey Graham there with him. He doesn't need anybody like that because they represent the old establishment. And Paul Ryan is connected to Romney. I mean, so Trump doesn't need him. He needs Trump. Huckabee hit the nail on the head when he said Trump doesn't need to unify the party. He needs to unify the people. Mm. And like the first caller said, the voters are making and have made that decision. So they don't care what the establishment is saying because they were trying to sabotage this thing. So forget them, man. Trust me, Ryan will come around like butter melting on a hot plate.
I think you're right.
Trust me, he'll come around.
He's
forced to come around because Trump has that type of power. He's bringing that type of change. Where you, it's like, hey, you, do you want $1 billion or $1 million? Which one do you want?
I suspect Paul Ryan will come around.
I do too.
I think you're right. I don't know if it's necessarily because of Trump's power.
Butter on a hot plate.
But it's you know what's interesting about this whole, you know, Jeb Bush is not going to support, Mitt Romney is not going to support. I have not heard one Republican friend of mine, not one, and I got a lot of Republican friends.
Yeah, you do?
Not one of them have said, that's it, Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush aren't voting for Trump, so I'm out. But here's what I do hear. I hear from Democrats who are friends of mine saying, well, Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush can't vote for Trump. Are you going to vote for Trump? This is being used as a wedge by the left against Republicans.
It doesn't matter.
But I don't know. Well, it does matter. I mean, listen, when you're sitting down at the dinner table with your liberal brother-in-law and they start the argument, oh, so, you know, you said Mitt Romney was so great 4 years ago and now he's not going to vote for him. How could you vote for this guy when your own, you know, candidate 4 years ago won't vote for him? Well, that's a divisive issue that puts people on the spot and it makes it uncomfortable for Republicans. And that's why people love it.
My answer is when I go into the booth, nobody will know how I voted.
Well, okay.
And I'll vote any damn way I want to vote. Thank you very much.
Well, I understand that. But you know, okay, 4 years ago, you didn't say, well, my vote is my personal business and I won't discuss it. You said, yo, you betcha I'm voting for I'm voting for Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. But the left is trying to shame Republicans. They're trying to hold Donald Trump up as some sort of litmus test that if you could possibly support him, then there's something personally wrong with you because he's so objectionable on so many levels. And the fact that Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney have publicly come out and said that they can't stomach a vote for him, it puts Republicans on the spot. It makes them have to choose. Well, are you with Mitt like you were 4 years ago, or are you with this guy who's so objectionable? The left loves this topic. It is. It's in, and it can be effective if people can't stand up and just say, you know what, Hillary. You're voting for Hillary. You got no basis to argue with me.
Yeah, shut up.
How about Gary in Arlington? Yeah. Gary, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I'm calling from Richmond.
But okay,
we still welcome you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, just wanted to say two things. First off, the Bush family, they've always been pretty famous for using the line, the people have spoken. Win or lose, they use that line. And hey, why don't they just live up to that? And next, what you guys were just alluding to, the Republican brand has been pretty bad, actually. The people that have been winning and taking over these seats have been kind of Tea Party people. The Republican brand has not been much. And and frankly, and last but not least, is the pledge is huge. And Trump needs to be talking about that, you know, 24/7. That, hey, come on, guys. You know, you made me sign this pledge, made a big deal out of it. Now, you know, you guys are supposed to be the people of honor. Let's hear it.
More of your calls on party unity in a moment at 6:22 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, you should call Ackerman and switch your service for free and start saving today. I mean, you can start saving money right now. Best of all, when you switch in May, you get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems to protect your home and family. First of all, you're going to get reliability and expertise of over 40 years experience. Security, by the way, all they do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time. And here's the real thing. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. And if technology is your thing, they've got the bells and the whistles. You'll be able to turn on your system and turn off your system remotely from your cell phone. And you can even see who's coming through your back door. Is it the kids after school? Is it somebody who doesn't have any business in your house? You'll know simply by looking at your phone, and that's just a few dollars more. So start your savings today. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level.
That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later. It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a little change for the better. Maryland Beltway, I know you're hung up here, but the crash on the outer loop northbound as you come up to the exit for Ritchie Marlboro Road. I literally just watched them put everything to the left shoulder in that large median area. However, delays beginning before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, pushing slowly into Largo. You'll pass that scene of the crash again with all lanes just reopened. So some movement there at least. Top side of the Beltway, just starting to see normal volume heading in towards Silver Spring out of College Park. 270, it's been about the stop and go through Urbana and down toward the exit for 109. Nothing to report on 66, Route 7, or the toll road, and 95 north, bunched up in Stafford, Woodbridge, and now 395 with those delays slowing us off the Beltway now, pushing through to the Landmark area. Metro Rail, they have a bit of a situation this morning with that broken down train outside of Stadium Armory. They're still doing that investigation affecting the orange, blue, and silver lines. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter mid-high-level cloud deck continues to thicken, and we may get a few showers in here, especially as we go through later this morning and into the afternoon. High today of 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 6:27.
One love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
Jeb Bush signed a pledge, a binding pledge. Lindsey Graham signed a binding pledge that they would endorse, that they would support and endorse. That's what it says. Now they're breaking. That's an honor, you know, that's a question of honor.
Yeah, thanks for telling us, Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham, exactly what kind of men you are. We sort of knew it already, but, you know, many of us were chastised. How dare you? Lindsey Graham is a fine American. Jeb Bush, his family and everything that he's done, these are upstanding men. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're Welches is what they are, and they went back on their word, and they've shown the world who they are, and I'm glad that we dodged those bullets. Not that Lindsey Graham ever had a chance. Gary in Arlington this time. You're on WMAL. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yeah.
I just think it was funny because Lindsey Graham said for the South Carolina primaries, Donald Trump has a snowball chance in hell to win the presidency. I think he might be eating his words come here in November.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. But also, Gary, also many of you, it looks like pretty much everybody says that the party does not need to unify. We shall see what happens, Brian Wilson. But these are trying times for those that carry the R after their name.
It is 6:28.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
There was a shooting in Prince George's County on Thursday. There were more shootings in Montgomery County on Friday. What is the very latest on that particular case? We'll talk to Rod Wheeler about all that. Coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's beginning to sound like a broken record, but we have a couple of serious problems on Metro this morning that may affect your ride into work. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's going on at this hour?
Well, they're still dealing with the broken down train and possible track issues, and this is outside of Stadium Armory. It affects three lines, and I'll have more coming up in traffic.
The man accused of gunning down two people and wounding others at two Montgomery County shopping centers on Friday is due in court this afternoon to face the charges. 62-year-old Eulalio Tordil, an employee of the Federal Protective Service, is scheduled for an initial court appearance to answer to charges of murder and attempted murder, among other charges. Donald Trump may be done talking about unifying the Republican Party.
I'm going to do what I have to do. I have millions of people that voted for me.
Donald Trump, upping the ante in his battle with the GOP, escalating tensions with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I will give you a very solid answer if that happens about okay. 1 minute after that happens, okay?
Trump suggesting that if the nation's highest-ranking Republican doesn't endorse him, the presumptive nominee may try to remove Ryan as chairman of the Republican National Convention. Former vice presidential nominee and top Trump supporter Sarah Palin going further, pledging to help defeat Ryan in the race for his Wisconsin seat.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly reporting Hillary Clinton returns to Northern Virginia this afternoon. She'll meet with women and families in Loudoun County to discuss work-family balance. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,741, the NASDAQ at 4736. Sports, the Nats end their road trip with four straight losses in Chicago. The Orioles beat the A's. D.C. United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lust Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
It's Toyota time at DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse, LustineToyota.com. Corollas from $109 a month, Siennas from $229 a month, Highlanders from $259 a month. 700 amazing Toyota deals to choose, plus the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Only available at Lustine.
LustineToyota.com. DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next session starts May 16th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
Does your timeshare feel like that late-night infomercial product you couldn't resist? Promises not delivered on, pricing too good to be true? Well, lucky for you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy or sell or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today. With offices right here in Towson and Arlington, you'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia delays heading into the district because of a crash. Seeing the volume just after the Pentagon, 395 northbound over the 14th Street Bridge. The crash up ahead before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Still had some response arriving to the scene of that crash. For 66, about the volume pushing through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Here we come, pushing north on 28 as well through those signal lights, getting out of Centerville and working up to I-66, but I don't have any problems reported in the way there. Now, for the Maryland Beltway, the crash in the Largo area, outer loop right near Ritchie Marlboro, they have it all to the shoulder, but it's giving us delays almost back near Route 5 Branch Avenue, so some extra time needed on that outer loop stretch. Also, if you're coming in on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, slow to merge onto that stretch of the Capitol Beltway. 270 volume through Urbana, down toward the exit for 109, briefly in Rockville. And again, the problems with Metro Rail this morning continue. The orange and blue line trains, they're single tracking around the track crew with the broken down train outside of Stadium Armory and the track inspection. It also affects the silver line. Trains are only operating between Wheelie Reston and Eastern Market. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as we continue to head through this morning. Clouds will lower and thicken, and we'll get into the afternoon. Stay cool once again in the mid-60s with some showers around, maybe a period or two of steadier rainfall. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 55. Cloudy, scattered showers tomorrow with a high of only 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Chantilly, 52 in Bethesda, 52 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva will be here. We'll talk about Hillary's email, Fang. 8:05, Tucker Carlson will be here to talk about the split in the Republican Party. I'm Larry Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Yeah, and coming up, we have a conversation now with Rod Wheeler about this case in Prince George's and Montgomery County on Friday. So, Rod, good morning to you. How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning, Brian and Larry.
All right, so here's the thing. We had 6 shooting, 3 locations, 2 days, 3 people dead. Police spent actually arrest a 62-year-old federal law enforcement officer. And this is, there are a lot of unusual things about this particular case, but it all started Thursday at High Point High School over in Prince George's County. Start us off.
That's right. Well, the shooting spree started Thursday, but you know, a lot of new details are beginning to emerge about the life of this guy. Real quickly, on Thursday, he went over to the High Point High School, which is in Beltsville, Maryland, and he shot and killed his wife, as we all know. So the police in Prince George's County was looking for this guy, and they actually had got a warrant for his arrest. So they sent that information out, Brian, to all of the local police departments in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. Well, the next day, Friday, this guy continued on with his killing streak. Now, this is really interesting. He went to the mall at Montgomery County, and he had this confrontation or some kind of verbal altercation with this woman now, who is the victim, and he shot her in the arm. But then he shot the other two guys, as we all know, who tried to assist this woman.
I mean, some have suggested that that was a carjacking attempt.
Right. And that was the point I was going to get to, because I think that's more of a suggestion at this point. Because if you really think about it, I mean, why was he trying to carjack another vehicle other than to hide his own personal vehicle? Well, he could have easily done that and not shot these people and just got away. But let's look, you know, let's continue to look at what he did after the shootings. Where does this guy go? He goes to Boston Market. You know, you don't carjack a person and drive their car to Boston Market to get chicken. So, you know, so it's really interesting how we're trying to put, how law enforcement is trying to put the pieces together and come up with somewhat of a motive, Brian.
Well, is there any motive? I think, listen, when we see something like this, obviously we understand, we don't understand, but we recognize the wicked and evil motive of killing your estranged wife with a protective order and all of those things on Thursday. But then this bizarre shooting rampage peppered through Montgomery County, starting at the Montgomery Mall and ending at that shopping center in Aspen Hill. And we're trying to make sense of it. Is there any other motive for these victims on Friday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there has to be some motive. And, you know, here's the thing, Larry. We talked about this when this situation was going on Friday. The shooting at Aspen Hill, here's the thing. That woman that was killed was still sitting in her vehicle.
Yeah.
She hadn't even got out of her vehicle yet. Now, here's the other thing you want to pay attention to. The suspect, Tordeal, is a black belt in Aikido. So he could have easily disabled this woman, took her keys, and then took her car at Aspen Hill. He didn't do that either. So I think we're kind of searching, and I think we're going to continue to search for a motive. But again, it could just be one of these situations where this guy just broke down mentally, and just that's what caused the shooting spree.
As you alluded, Rod Wheeler, we had coverage, full coverage on this Friday afternoon for several hours. Have we learned anything since Friday evening over the weekend? Have police released any more information about this case?
The main things that's come out over the weekend is the fact that we look at this guy's history, Tordeal. You know, he used to teach a course for women as to how to protect themselves.
Oh,
this is the guy that actually did the shooting. In addition to that, you look at this guy's Facebook page that was just taken down last night, but before it was taken down, I looked at it. This guy had warning signs on his Facebook page. He talked about different types of weapons, and on his Facebook page, he says, "You can run, but you can't hide." That was his favorite line. So I think what we're seeing emerging here is a pattern of an individual with some significant mental challenges, and it's been going on for a while, so it leads me to question whether or not the police department should have been a little bit more aware. The Federal Protective Service, should have been where he worked, should have been a little bit more aware of his mental condition.
This impacted a large number of people, especially in Montgomery County, because kids got told they're going to shelter in place. There was sort of a lockdown of the schools. Why was that necessary?
Because at the time, and we were on the air, I think I was on the air with Larry at the time, but at the time, the police in Montgomery County did not know where this guy was. They knew he was somewhere still out in Montgomery County. As a matter of fact, I had heard earlier in the afternoon, before this guy was arrested, that they were sitting on his car. But, of course, I didn't want to mention that on the air at the time. But they had been sitting on his car for a while. He didn't just pull up there when they got him. So, Brian, the police didn't know where this guy was specifically. They knew where his vehicle was at that shopping center, but they didn't know where he was. So that's why they put the schools on lockdown, just as a precautionary measure.
Wow. It was a remarkable story, and as was mentioned late Friday afternoon and should be reiterated here, an incredible job by Montgomery County Police to handle this guy and take care of him.
Great job,
Absolutely, well, terrific job.
That makes
us all proud to live in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area.
That takedown in the parking lot was quite impressive. It really was.
Absolutely.
All right, Rod, thank you so much. Great
day. Okay, guys, have a good day.
6:43 on WMAL. Coming up, John Kerry has a thing to say about our borders, and you're not going to like it.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? Oh my gosh, this year is flying by. But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean? Do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, the bun, the traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Well, you know what the easy solution is. Just call Zero Res for just $39 per room. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets. Wow. They clean my carpets, leaving them looking brand new, feeling soft, and smelling fresh again. The wine stains, yes, my carpets had some wine stains here and there. Also, some coffee stains, totally gone. They're the best. Zero Res uses an amazing empowered water system, leaves behind no residue. Carpets stay cleaner longer. Traffic patterns, spots won't return. I hear nothing but raves about my friend Luis and everything he's doing with Zero Res. Right now, listen to this best deal ever offered. Call, ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. For a limited time, you're going to get Zero Res to take care of your carpets for only $39 a room. That's huge savings. Minimums apply, of course. Call them, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or check them out online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the latest problem right now with our commute, northbound 95 Maryland commuters. As you head northbound right near exit 32, and I'm looking at the crash, additional units have arrived to the scene. The left two lanes, it looks like almost down to one left lane getting by the scene of the crash, but two squeezing by. Northbound 95 right near Route 32. So as you pass 216 heading through North Laurel, up ahead you'll hit some of that volume. Southbound, lanes open. I'm not seeing any delays southbound, just a little bit of volume merging onto the outer loop of the Beltway, heading around toward George Avenue. Trying to make a recovery, and it'll be a little while here in Largo, the crash on the outer loop near Ritchie Marlboro Road, that's been cleared, but giving us delays back out of Camp Spring, back near Route 5. Branch Avenue Interloop gave us some rubbernecking delays. Onto the freeway we go. Leaving Virginia, heavy across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Again, Metro Rail, reminder, they're having a problem with the tracks. They're doing an investigation and a broken down train outside of Stadium Armory, so they're single tracking. Blue and orange trains also affected the Silver Lines, only operating between Wheelie Reston and Eastern Market. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bunch of rain this morning. A few mid and high-level clouds around. Continue to go through the morning and into the afternoon with a threat for a few showers coming on. A pretty good chance of rain. They see some steady rain at times, especially later, 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 647 on WMAL.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
John Kerry is adult. I mean, there's just no other way. I just have to say, the man is just amazes me sometimes at the depths of his stupidity. He's giving a commencement address at Northeastern University on Friday. And here is the Secretary of State, a man who was supposed to go out and represent the best interests of the United States around the world. And what he seems to be saying in his address to these young graduates at Northeastern University is borders don't matter. Borders, you know, really, it's just a line on a map. It doesn't mean anything. And you're about to enter a borderless world. I am honored, he said, this morning to address a university family that thankfully is one of the very utterly unafraid to look beyond our borders and into our future. He goes on to say that, you know, many of you were at 9/11, you know that people can cross borders and do us harm. And then he closed out by saying, you ready for this? The future demands from us something more than a nostalgia for some rose-tinted version of the past that did not really exist in any case. You are about to graduate into a complex and borderless world. It's almost as if the Secretary of State has simply said, we're giving up.
Right.
There's nothing we can do. It's beyond our control. Well, you know what? It would help if you tried. It would help a lot if you tried.
Yeah, this is the same John Kerry who swore to protect the American people when he wanted to be president back in 2004, so it really tells you where his heart lies. Well, what's pathetic about this is, Brian, that there is some truth to the concept of a borderless world in terms of information flow, in terms of commerce, in right. terms of a lot of things that can be done electronically with the internet. And by the way, we should be doing more to promote freedom in that borderless world. Why we allow countries like China and Iran to dictate the content of the speech that their people are able to see by utilizing American-made free speech engines, things like YouTube and Google and other American-made technologies that have been able to promote ideas and promote free speech across borders. We allow those companies to capitulate to totalitarian regimes where they actually could have some great benefit. That John Kerry isn't saying anything about. Instead, he wants to take the occasion of his Harvard speech to the graduates at the commencement address at Harvard to be able to...
He went to Harvard.
That's the guy to be able to slam Donald Trump. He's petty and small. And listen, I welcome this argument. I want Hillary Clinton to run on the idea that America cannot protect ourselves with any kind of borders. Hey, we have no borders in America.
That's right.
That's my vision for America. I subscribe to John Kerry's vision.
This whole idea of keeping people out of our country who don't belong here.
Bring it.
That's an antiquated idea than John Kerry's world.
Or a rose-tinted view of the past that never really existed.
That's
Hillary Clinton, bring it, baby. That will be a great argument for you to make. We're looking at a Donald Trump landslide, if that's her strategy.
It tells you so much about the mindset of this administration and why they go, well, we're not even going to try. We're not even going to try.
Many of you were in elementary school when you learned the toughest lesson of all on 9/11. There are no walls big enough to stop people from anywhere, tens of thousands of miles away, who are determined to take their own lives while they target others. Not in a clash of civilizations, but in an assault, a raw assault on civilization itself. So I think that everything that we've lived and learned tells us that we will never come out on top if we accept advice from soundbite salesmen and carnival barkers.
There you go. In an effort to slam Donald Trump, he just exposed the Obama administration's policies.
Yes.
By the way, I mean, it may be true that no wall high enough or big enough can stop people who from tens of thousands of miles away and want to do us harm. But, you know, a wall could stop people from taking your job.
That's right.
Let's start there.
It is now 6:51 on WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Hey, in 2016, the world has never been more unstable, especially when it comes to your money and retirement. Listen, Savage Nation, today we exist in a hotbed of world risk. How about the terror attack the other day? How about China? How about oil? How about your negative bank returns, which can turn your assets into liabilities overnight? My question, as international volatility rises, do you hold any assets that will shelter your wealth from the next crisis, whether here or in China or in Europe? Well, I do. Do you have any assets which provide safety in all market conditions? Well, I do, and you should too. Find out where you sit with Global Risk. Take Swiss America's free Global Risk Test. In just minutes, you'll know whether your wealth can survive explosive changes unraveling around the globe. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 or visit globalrisktest.com. That's 800-289-2646. You have my word. This simple test is well worth your time. 800-289-2646. globalrisktest.com.
It is now 6:53. Time to check and see how your money's doing. Chuck Kamlick over at the CNBC News Desk has all those details. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning and happy Monday to you. Stock futures may point to a higher open today. Markets trying to break a two-week losing streak. It's not your imagination. You are paying more for gas these days. The Lundberg survey says pump prices are up 9 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.27 a gallon. Poultry producer Pilgrim's Pride is expanding its 5 million pound recall of cooked chicken products. Food inspectors or chicken inspectors have found bits of wood, plastic, rubber, and metal in some of those foods. Oracle and Google have been battling for 6 years over patents Oracle says Google used illegally. The two returned to court today. Oracle wants close to $9 billion in damages. Speaking of money left on the table, when you go through security at the airport, the put your change in those baskets. Americans left $765,000 behind at security last year. And Disney killed them again at the movies this weekend. Captain America pulling in $182 million, the fifth highest movie opening ever. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, you're getting on that thrill ride and you have anticipation and you have fear. You know, it's that sort of that combination that makes it so exciting. And that's the way a lot of people look at retirement. I mean, you have this excitement about retiring. You know, hey, I'm going to get to retire. And then the fear of, well, can I afford to retire? I don't know. You know. Well, listen, you need to check in with my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Can you afford to retire? You can find out by visiting Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. And if it's not, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Pick up the phone, call this number, 800-611-1952, to find out more. That's 800-611-1952, or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 heading northbound, an unusual backup. We have a serious crash northbound 95 right near 32 with just two lanes slowly getting by. Your delays north of 198 before you even get to 216, so plan accordingly. Extra time for sure needed. However, southbound, if you're coming south, say past Route 100 to 32 and 198, I'm not seeing any backups there. So you're okay in the southbound direction heading toward the Beltway. Now, once on the Beltway, normal volume around toward Georgia Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing now before St. Barnabas Road. Not so normal in Largo. We had, that's past tense, an earlier crash. Outer loop near Ritchie Marlboro. Accident's been cleared, but heavy each direction. And onto the southeast-southwest freeway. Crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel slows us out of Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers later this morning, continuing into the afternoon. A 70% chance of rain. A high today of 66 degrees. Tonight's slight chance of rain showers, 55. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain, 63. Wednesday looks okay, but Thursday and Friday, we are talking about more showers with temperatures in the mid to low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, we're sitting at 52 degrees. That's a look at your weather right here on WMAL.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I train protection and service dogs. I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zim's really pays off for me.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zim's because Zim's is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
My mom used to say that ignorance and arrogance are a lethal combination. President Obama's national security advisor last week did an odd thing. He told the truth. He bragged about how smart he was and how dumb the press and the American people are. He was talking about the Iran nuclear deal. He lambasted the press as being useful tools to produce a favorable narrative with the American public about the Iran deal. He was very proud of the fact that the administration was driving Republicans and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who opposed the deal, crazy with their false narrative. The press corps was much maligned as rubes that the administration used to sell a bill of goods on what could ultimately give the Iranians nuclear weapons. The American public was clearly manipulated by the press and the president to believe this was something it wasn't.
The arrogance and dishonesty he displayed in the effort is shocking, but it may just sum up the hallmark of a presidency. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I train protection and service dogs. I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zim's really pays off for me.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zim's because Zim's is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up on WMAL.
CEO of YouTube claims they've got more viewers than network television in prime time. Is that true?
Also, Joe DeGenova will be along to tell us about the latest developments in the email investigation. And why is Trey Gowdy upset with the Pentagon in his Benghazi investigation? We'll